The grainy black and white surveillance video shows a Mexican congressional candidate posing for a photo after a debate. All of a sudden, the footage shows a person quickly approaching the candidate and shooting him in the back of his head. The candidate, Fernando Purón, was a former mayor who vowed to be tough on crime if elected. But Purón is not the only candidate to be assassinated in the lead-up to the Mexican elections. According to a Mexican security firm, 112 politicians, candidates, and incumbents have been killed since September. Elections from local municipal seats to the presidency are scheduled for July 1st. Joining us to help understand the upcoming elections and the incredible amount of violence is freelance journalist Alice Driver, based in Mexico City. Alice, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And it's really interesting that you mentioned Purón, because he's somebody who I recently interviewed Ginger Thompson, who's a reporter for ProPublica, who's done some really amazing work on violence in Mexico. And she had interviewed him before he was murdered, and he said he was getting rid of drug assassins in the border town where he was mayor. And then shortly after that, he was assassinated. So he is just one of the mostly local politicians that have been murdered in this election cycle.
Now, tell us, and Ginger's fantastic. Her work is amazing. Tell us about the staggering number of murders that we're seeing. Is 112 is just insane when you think about it. But is that the highest that you've seen? Are we at a peak right now?
Yeah, statistically speaking, violence against people running for office has spiked this year. And the thing that I think is always interesting, I think, for outsiders or people who are not in Mexico, is that this violence is really directed at local politicians, often in tiny border towns, or a lot of the violence has happened in states like Guerrero, Oaxaca, Puebla, and Veracruz, which are states that already have high levels of violence against politicians, but also against journalists. And so I think it's really important to bring in that aspect of, well, thinking about freedom of press in combination with violence against officials, elected officials, and those running for office.
And I think, and my count may be inaccurate, but I think has it been a half a dozen journalists so far this year that have been killed in Mexico?
It is. It's actually 6 journalists so far this year. So that is correct.
Now, who is committing these murders? Is this drug cartel related? Is there another group behind this?
The constant discourse, both in Mexico and in the U.S. media, is that most of this violence is committed by drug cartels, but the reality in Mexico is a lot more complicated, because most drug cartels are made up of a combination of members from the army, from the police. There is a certain level of state buy-in in all of this violence, which is what's really sort of more difficult to parse out.
And how do you survive this level of violence? I mean, are there, you know, we've seen the Committee to Protect Journalists, for example, is trying to bring attention to the issue for journalists. But what can political candidates do right now to save themselves?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about security, because especially just imagine a small town, Mexico, candidates, they often don't have security. And even when they request it, maybe it's not immediately provided. And it's been sort of interesting, because López Obrador, who's the front runner for the presidency, he has been campaigning without visible security. And so that's something that people have noted. But he also is campaigning, saying that he's not going to force military confrontation with drug cartels, which has been the policy of the last 2 presidents, really. So he's saying, you know, whatever you're doing, I'm not going to confront it directly with military force. And so does that make him less likely to experience violence? I'm not sure. But I do think it's interesting that he has really not had that visible of a security detail.
I think that's a very interesting point, and we'll obviously be paying attention to these elections. Alice Driver is a freelance journalist based in Mexico City. Thanks, Alice.
Thanks for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.